It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char-broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys.
Welcome. You listen to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network, Jethro FM, and every place else you can hear my voice. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. We're the Grilling Guys. What's cooking, baby?
Yeah, also the Michigan Talk Network for the Lansing people. Thanks for tuning in. It's the show's so nice, they play it twice. We're Saturday and Sunday in Lansing, WJIM.
And you can have it anytime you want. If you download our podcast, go to thegrillingguys.com and click on the headphone, and we'll send it to you free of charge, man. That's just how cool we are, right?
$3.50.
Yeah, $1.380, my dad used to say. I don't know what that meant, but I remember it, right?
Yeah, that was the thing.
Yeah.
So, thanks so much for checking us out. Don't forget to go to thegrillingguys.com and check out the right column. You'll see all of our sponsors over there. Garrett's Appliance, which is going to be with us here. And also Old World Olive Company for oils. You've got Mike Lindell's My Pillow. So check out the My Pillow selections. That thing is on fire.
I'm sleeping on those Giza sheets every night, baby.
Lucky.
I am telling you that I don't know what he does to them. Maybe it is just where that cotton comes from, but they are super comfortable and they stay cool all night. And
is it Giza or Giza?
Yes. With the ones I have on my bed are Giza sheets.
Praise.
That's right.
Giza.
Yeah.
So, not to be sacrilegious, sir, I was thinking of Homer Simpson.
Right.
Praise Jeepers.
Do I remind you of that?
Yes, you do. Yeah.
Great. Great.
So, we had had a wonderful time last weekend. Conrad was floating around like a butterfly, little social butterfly that
stung
he is.
Stung like a bee, though. Ooh, yeah.
Oh, good food, boys. Good. It's nice to taste what you talk about all the time. So.
Yeah, well, he did eat and run. I will remember that part. For
right, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. I ate and I had the runs.
I had to take a little plate for myself.
Right, yeah. Must we put a little raw chicken on the board before we cut the meat up and got him in, running. Oh, not that kind of runs, I bet. Yeah,
that's gonna leave a mark.
So my bride and I got to do a lot of dancing. She loves to dance. Yep. And
I even cut a little rug.
I think we talked you and your wife into doing dancing lessons.
I think that your wife talked my wife into it, and we're just gonna be drug along, and we better learn how to lead in that whole deal.
Well, her
too,
and
right?
I took them years ago, and we've been doing that for a long time, and I just can't remember all the moves anymore, so I want to go brush up.
Yeah, I just need to brush off.
She loves doing it.
Right.
She loves doing it.
Right.
And I got to be a better leader because, you know.
Story of my life, brother.
The male the male in the dance thing has to, you got to have all the moves mapped out.
Do you?
Yeah. It's a bunch.
So they can follow?
That's why there's no drinking during dance lessons.
Well, then that's why I've never taken a dance lesson. I'm positive.
It gets complicated.
Right.
In the next segment, we're going to talk to a old friend of mine. His name is Aaron Roth. His wife and I used to actually teach Sunday school together. And
you know, the very first promotional photos we ever had done for the Grilling Guys were done by your wife, Barb.
No, Becca, didn't she?
No, I think it was Barb. Barb took them, yep. So, but anyway, I remember that.
Becca's done photography for some of my kids' graduations, weddings.
Yep.
Maggie's
it's
wedding.
All good. Yeah.
Anyway. So Aaron's been a friend and so Barb for a long time, and we're going to talk a little bit about their orchard and what's going on out there. But I have had an interesting week, and I've been interviewing for a couple months, and I'm so stinking old, nobody wants me.
Right.
So
I love you, baby. Come on.
So I just decided that I was going to get the band back together and start my rep business up again, and I just kind of like put a couple feelers out and man, this bass come along and hit. I got one on right off the bat.
Yeah.
And then I threw another line in, and I'm as busy as can be just by not trying to go to work for somebody.
Yep.
I've never been one that wanted to go to work for somebody. I've always just figured out what I was going to do. And
yep.
So it feels so good. I mean, the stuff's just falling in my lap. God is good. That's all I can say.
Right. It is, man. It's a lot of fun. Back to the party last Saturday night. They told me there'd be 200. I brought enough meat for 250, and we were down to the wire. I mean, there was a lot of people there. It was a good time, and that American Legion was rocking. They had a couple great bands.
I'll tell you how that happened. Did you happen to notice all the people slipping in the back door?
Well, no, they were all working for us.
No, No,
I didn't.
I was stationed right by the door. I saw these people coming in. They'd look at me and kind of smile sheepishly and shoot out the door. Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, whatever. Happy birthday, Jethro. You're 3 years old.
Happy birthday, Jethro. I just pimped you for $20.
Yeah, right, yeah. If that's the way you want to roll, then, you know, whatever.
It's everybody got food.
Yes, everybody got food. Nobody went hungry that day.
And there was actually just a touch of pulled pork left when we were done, right?
Right.
And there was a little bit of beans,
we went through 60 pounds of brisket and about 90 pounds of pulled pork. So it was good.
I didn't see anything except a deep fryer.
Right.
I was on the fryer.
Yep. You were making crack fries all night long, and they were good. People loved them.
Did they?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't have a clue.
Yep. I didn't either. I didn't eat that whole time. It's one of those things. You get in the zone, you just start working. And
before we were done, I grabbed one of those little hard rolls from the schnitz that you buy all the time. Those are so good. And I hollowed it out. I grabbed a chunk of brisket off your plate, off your tray.
Yeah.
And I threw some of that coleslaw that Sobe made and threw it on a bun, and it was a wonderful little sandwich. Yep. Just the right size.
Yeah, yeah.
Just enough to give me a little something-something.
Yep.
Because I was DDing.
Yeah, right. And does that mean damn dancer? Was that the DD you were doing?
Not drunk dancing, that's right, for sure.
Well, I knew that, yeah.
Yeah, no, I only had a couple Miller Lights and one two-hearted.
Yeah, they can't hardly hurt you,
No,
can they?
No, right. I could drink a case of Miller Lights and do a
breathalyzer. Well, you shouldn't. No, you were on the radio. You know, you shouldn't probably talk like that.
Well,
but anyway.
I mean, it's not really beer.
Right. Yeah, exactly. But so yesterday, Friday, I did some promotional videos for my work where I do some LinkedIn video messaging. I think it's just easier than writing out things, and people get a little more personal feel who you are if you're talking to them.
Were you shirtless this time?
Well, like, no,
like,
I wasn't.
Like Putin?
But I did seven different hors d'oeuvres, and I recorded them so that I can kind of X them down into about a one-minute segment, and I'm going to start a little series every Thursday. I'm going to give you a little tasty treat for the weekend.
Jobs, whores, divorce?
No. It's Job from USI, the grilling guy. So that's the way it's going to be. But anyway, so I had a lot of fun putting those together and went to Sobe Meats and got a whole bunch of supplies.
Okay.
As it turns out, most everything I'm making's got bacon around it.
How about that? You know, the funny thing is, so my wife loves Tim and Teresa, and since she started listening to Jethro like a year or two ago, I mean, she turned me on to him. Before you ever, and I wasn't listening to country much. You know, I go through phases, right? And I was like, I don't feel like country today. And so she's been listening to Jethro and Lowell for 2 years, maybe.
So 99.5, if you're wondering.
So we're at the event Saturday night, and she starts singing Sobe's jingle.
Oh, really?
She knows the whole thing.
Right. Maybe we should bring her on, and she could redo the rap for us, because I can't sing the lick of it.
She would never do it. She, as soon as you point out the fact that she's singing it, she'll just stop.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Anyway, I thought it was so cute.
Right.
Because she's so cute, but she's also doing Tim and Teresa's jingle.
Right. Yeah, she knows. She knows how it rolls. But,
that's so funny.
So for the rest of the show, not really sure what we're going to cover.
Not jingles.
Not jingles. And Barbecue Bob did not send me the show plan. But you know what? Sometimes the show's just better. So I'm sitting here next to me with a guy that I've known.
Burns me on the air.
No, I didn't burn you. It's better if we don't have a script. Bob invited in a guy named Aaron Roth, and he and his wife Barb have been friends of both Bob and I for years and years. We met at church in Lowell, I don't know, maybe 15 years ago. I don't know, at least. And so, you know, life changes. I've moved away from Lowell. It's so good to see Aaron that he's back. But what's even more cool is that he now owns a cidery. And if you don't know what a cidery is, that is a place where they make cider, right? And Aaron has brought several flavors to the studio. And we're going to be taste testing some of those and giving you our humble opinion on what you should be drinking. That is the Painted Turtle Cider. Snyder. I almost said Snyder. Painted Turtle.
Stick around and put down your rake.
Cider. Yeah, say that three times fast. Maybe I can't. But anyway, you're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We are going to drink some cider when we come back. Stick with us.
The Grillin' Guys are happy to introduce Fenn Valley Vineyards. Fenn Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fenn Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard Orinsaugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to FennValley.com.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. And hey, thanks for tuning in each and every week. We appreciate you joining us. Talked a little bit about the event we did last weekend, the Jethro birthday party. And if you're just tuning in, got a longtime friend join us in the studio. Barbecue Bob, you ran across Aaron and his business. Set us up, man.
Well, Aaron's wife and I used to teach Sunday school back in the old days. And we got fired. And it was a different church and a different time, and we were, like, too conservative, and they just told us we got to go. So we were
thank goodness,
partners in crime, you know, yeah. I think is kind of how we looked at it. That was a compliment that they thought we were being a little too legit. And anyway, so we always had a good laugh over that. But long and the short of it is they bought – her dad has Croft Orchards, and Aaron stepped up and – You tell the story, bud.
So, yeah, we bought the family farm about in 2017, and we started growing apples and marketing those through lots of different places. And we, 2 years ago, friends of ours had started Painted Turtle Hard Cider and offered us a chance to take it over so they could go and retire and enjoy their retirement in Florida. And it's been a huge blessing to us, and we're really having fun with it. It's just been a great opportunity for us.
So where are you located, Aaron?
So we're located in Lowell, just north of town, in the Red Barn Market, and that's right by Murray Lake. And that's where our tasting room is, and we distribute cider all over Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Holland, Grand Haven, and we go to a lot of restaurants and that kind of
Well, Aaron's being very humble, as he always is. This little Red Barn Market, he and his wife own that as well, and we'll talk about that too, because the southeast corner of Murray Lake, which is 4 Mile Road, right? Is that
that's correct?
You come in off of Lincoln Lake, goes north and south out of Lowell, and you're north of Lowell about 5 miles, and there's 4 Mile Road, and you go to the left or to the west, and you drive right by the market, and the cidery's right there as well, right?
Yeah, it's inside the Red Barn. It's where our tasting room is, and you know we're just getting this thing going, and We're building a U-Pick orchard in the back so that you can come out and try all the newest
That's awesome.
Varieties of apples.
That's awesome, because I used to pick there years ago.
Yeah, so it's a great place to bring your kids and sit down and have a glass of cider. And there's a little our farm market is there, ice cream, some food,
sandwiches.
And then we have a little petting farm in the summer. Nice. For the kids to go out and pet some goats and that kind of thing. And, you know, we just have a really nice time with everybody there.
Yeah, I've been there.
As soon as you said petting farm, Brad got excited. So
yeah, well, we'll get to that in a minute.
That's
because he's from an appliance store, so we got to be careful about that.
Yeah, we got five people in this little studio,
right.
Only four mics.
So Aaron, tell us a little bit about the cider. You brought five different varieties, but you said that's really just about half of what you make, right?
Yeah, so we have 9 or 10 different varieties, and we're always working on something new. Our newest one that we brought today with us is a mango cider, and we haven't formally named that one yet, but I'm kind of vying for the Mango Madness name.
Yeah.
And it's a very fruit-forward, as Randy put it.
Is that the one you were pushing out the other day when I was there?
Yeah.
That really plugged the filter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's there's a lot.
What are you talking about, Bob?
So it's a great, it's just a great, sweet, hard cider. And we're really excited about it. And the places that we've pushed it into, they're just all pumped to get it on tap.
So which one is that?
That would be this one. So, right, so Aaron, while he's trying that, let's talk a little bit about, for the listeners that don't know, the cider process. So you own orchards, right? So you're harvesting your own apples, and then what happens to that? You press it like you're making regular sweet cider that we're all used to with cider and donuts, because you have that as well, I'm sure. But then you also have hard cider. So what's the difference? What's the difference in the process?
So yeah, we grow our own fruit, and so first off, we're apple growers. And we grow all the fruit for this product, and we harvest all the apples. We bring them up to our friends at River Ridge Cider, and they press it for us. We bring it home. We then ferment it all, and we age it, and then we blend it into all the different flavors and stuff that you guys are trying today.
Okay, time out. You know, my service time was in the Pacific, South Pacific, and I got hooked on mangoes in the 70s and 80s. Loved them. This is about the nicest representation of the mango aroma flavor you could ever imagine in a fermented drink. Kudos to you.
Thanks, Bob.
Beautiful.
Yeah, beautiful. We're really excited about it.
I'm actually stealing the mic away from Bob now. I will tell you, because I am not a big beer guy. I'm not a big cider guy. I am a bourbon and wine guy.
Me too.
This cider is, it's dang good.
And Spot on, man.
Mango is absolutely. Oh, like I'm just saying, my wife is going to go gaga over this. So,
I thought it was war. I thought it was about their wardrobe. I didn't know it was gaga.
Bob's trying to get me in trouble here,
right? But so Aaron, the fermenting process. Are you using just stainless, or are you into some of the craft barrels and stuff? What's going on with that?
It's all craft. So it's all small batch, and we're having a lot of fun with it.
Right? Yeah.
It's just a great time.
Well, and everything's an experiment. The other day, and I walked in and I find out he hired another friend of mine to be his winemaker. So Jay is just a great guy, dude. I've known and done business with for years. And it's just community. That's stuff like that. It just makes you feel good about a business. And what I guess I'm trying to do is say that this is one of those businesses. I'm personally invested in their reputation. You know, I'm more than happy to say these are people you have to meet.
Right.
And that's perfect for our show, because it's just like, if you look at all of our sponsors and the people we align with, it always ends up with people like that.
Right. And these guys have made a destination out of this. It's just not, you got to stop by, but it's the homemade jams and jellies, and it's the kitchen there where you can get a great sandwich or a salad, but you got cider and you're making wine, and I mean, it's just all right there. It's such and a petting zoo.
And a petting zoo.
What? No, they've got them out back, but they're too quick. They can't catch them.
I bet you there's some squirrels out there. Yes. Keep your hopes up.
All right. But anyway, so the alcohol content of this, does it vary by variety, or are you trying to keep it consistent across all flavors?
No, we keep it real consistent across all the flavors.
Okay, which is what?
6.9.
Yeah, so this is just beyond session. I wouldn't have four of these, but you probably can put back a couple and still be able to talk on the radio. Right, so one of you's got to talk into the microphone, not both of you at the same time. You know, Conrad just gave you the ugly.
Bob's got a huge head, I can't help it.
Right.
Yeah. We were just saying we thought you'd had six already. So.
Right, yep, exactly. No,
we didn't want our cheeks to touch as we're sharing.
So you're distributing this. How are you doing that? Can I find it in a store, or what are you doing with the cider?
No, so you've got to find it at one of our partner venues, like restaurants, bars, that kind of situation. So like we're in Hopcat, we're in Pepino's restaurant downtown. Great people to work with.
So you told me the number the other day. How many places are you at?
We're 52? In about 40 locations right now. And
that's huge.
It's growing every week. And like you said, Jay, our new cidery manager, runs out, does all the deliveries and
that's
sales.
Great.
And he's setting the world on fire.
That's
for us.
Awesome.
Yep.
And you know, the funny thing is, I've seen your brand. I didn't know that was the one you did. I heard you were getting into cider a year or two ago, and hadn't seen you, hadn't been out there, and just, you know, life's busy. And I've seen that on the tappers. And so you, by all means, make sure you look up some painted turtle at your next favorite restaurant.
Coming up next, we're going to be talking about something. Not sure. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey guys, Schmoes now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Tees, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey. Engineering better Michigan beer.
And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat, and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. A grill so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I'll tell no
lies. Welcome back, y'all. Our list of Grillin' Guys. We appreciate you tuning in. We've partook in a little too much cider during that last segment because I'm giggling.
Almost ended up with a colonoscopy.
Right,
on this
one. I'm giggling a little bit from this, but 6.9 is 6.9. It'll twist.
Well,
your
math whiz, so that shouldn't be a problem for you.
Right, yeah, right. Yeah. 13.8 because I had two.
So
yeah.
We have Mr. Brad Ensing from Garrett's Appliance in the studio, and Aaron, if you want to share Jop's mic with him and steal his like Brad was stealing mine during your segment, that's
sure.
Totally legit.
I don't know if I should feel guilty now at this point or not.
No.
All I know is that's a high
compliment.
You know, I get to sell appliances, which is not nearly exciting as making booze. So.
I just think it's weird when your cheek is touching mine when we're talking on the mic.
Well, it wouldn't have been so bad.
Talking on the mic, that's not a new thing. Come
feels
on.
Like deer camp.
I was going to say, talking on the mic with our cheeks rubbing wasn't bad, but your hand on my leg was really
okay.
Rather inappropriate.
This is really getting weird.
So anyway, fellas.
We're that close.
Brad, every year the grilling industry comes out with new stuff. You are an appliance guru from Garrett's Appliance. You guys got a couple stores, right?
Guru?
Two. Yeah. I'm a guru. There's nothing new. Let's just go back to drinking.
Okay.
There's gas, propane, charcoal. Yeah, another exciting year of grilling stuff. Every year it seems to be more and more of, hey, how many more electronics can we throw on stuff?
Yeah.
How much more Wi-Fi can we get on stuff?
The grill is pretty much still the same,
you know what?
Isn't it?
It's still man fire and meat and woman fire meat. We'll never depreciate that
And you're
fact.
Still selling more Weber than anything, probably.
We do a lot with Weber yet. We've got those ultra premium grills. If someone wants to build a grill head in, you want to spend a ton of money. Absolutely, we have that. They're beautiful. They last forever. We still have the Webers. We still have Traeger, the wood pellet style grill.
What's your best selling stainless built in?
Stainless steel built in is probably going to be.
Are you doing Delta at all?
Nope, we are not doing Delta or Heat. Probably going to be Coyote or Artisan. Artisan is by Alfresco, same brand. They just have a couple different levels.
Do they still have the Alfresco had a really cool pull-out electric one.
The electric one is not one that we sell, so they may still have it, but the electric models really haven't been hot unless you're living like in a high rise.
Right.
I'm thinking condos
and stuff.
Fuego used to be another one they used to do with the electric grills. But pizza ovens. This year,
that's
it seems
it,
like
isn't
pizza
it?
Ovens have been hot.
I know.
And then griddles.
Pizza ovens have been hot? Really?
They like 800, 900, 1,400 degrees. We actually, as exciting, not as exciting as this mango, by the way, Aaron, which is
stellar,
freaking spectacular.
Stellar.
Thanks a lot, Brad.
You know, my diabetes is going up as I speak. I'm pretty sure about that.
I thought he was just blushing.
Well, we won't go there. So we actually... As of yesterday, just brought out some new portable griddles and griddles on carts on our floor.
What kind did you get?
So it doesn't start with black and end
with
stone.
Good.
We have one called Pit Boss.
So
Pit Boss.
Much better.
It comes on a stand. The top, it's got a couple clips that you can remove it, bring it with you, go tailgating, go
is
hunting
it
with it.
Is it stainless?
It is not stainless. Mm. However, they have a powder-coated cooking surface, non-stick top. 2-year warranty on the top. You can use medical utensils.
Rust like the other.
Nope, it is like a powder coated top, so it's non-stick.
That's the problem with that other one is they rust so quickly.
Yep, and you got to be really careful with cleaning on those. So this one, it's pretty sweet, and of course the top portion. Not so when I say
how big is it?
So 2-burner, 3-burner, 4-burner. Oh. I think the 3-burner runs about 540 square inches of cooking, 36,000 BTUs. The next size up.
What's it cost per square inch?
Hey, where are those math skills back at? Yeah, have another drink. They're going to start. I think the 2-burner is starting right around $499.
Not bad.
And then I think they kind of go up from there.
So it's going to be a little bump up from the Blackstone, but it's
correct.
A much nicer
higher,
looking.
Higher quality. Yeah.
And it's not something sold in Tractor Supply.
It has got a paper towel holder on the cart, too.
For crying out loud.
Really? Yep. What are you talking about?
But no, the thing is that you're never going to be disappointed with quality.
And at Garrett's,
when you go to Garrett's, yeah. You're going to get quality. It's not going to be that Chinese junk.
I'll drink to that.
That lasts a year. It looks great the first 3 times you use it. And by the end of the season, it's like, man, that thing fell apart, and we only used it 10 times.
You know, the greatest thing about Garrett's Appliances, when you come in, you don't have to talk to me.
Right.
You can talk to somebody
right.
else.
He's the road salesman. Right?
Yeah, now they
never
have,
there.
They have another store down on 29th Street over on the Kentwood area, and right next to Williams Distributing, their Williams Kitchen store.
Yep.
And you can deal with the lovely Kathy and maybe Esther still there.
No, you haven't been around in a while,
gone.
Buddy. Kathy is semi-retired.
Okay.
Esther has been retired for a while, okay. But we got Jason and Deborah over there.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, 29th and East Paris over
More
there.
More convenient. If you're not in the Wyoming area, you can hit them. But,
you know,
but you've got all the selection in your
store.
I've
got the largest selection at our Wyoming location. And on top of that, if you're going out there to visit, you might as well swing by an eatery and get some of this Painted Turtle cider, too.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, this cider's tongue-twistingly good.
Yeah. So
so articulate, Jeff. Thank you.
Cider and meat today here.
Yeah, but back to the pizza ovens, okay? Because this is the one outdoor appliance that I really don't feel like I own. Right?
Need to have one.
Right. Well, I'm kind of thinking that.
Pizza oven?
Yeah.
There's no special for you.
Right.
I'm just saying.
I understand. It's just the guy that's outside the oven that's
retail
special.
Retail plus
right?
50%, I'm
right,
just saying.
Right, right. I'm not jonesing for a deal right yet. I will, but I'm not yet. No, I just want to talk about the fuels, because mm-hmm. I've seen these little ones that are kind of tabletop.
Yeah.
And they look a little jimmied up to me, because you can do a hardwood, you could do charcoal, you can do propane, and it's all in this little firebox that's about 4 inches wide.
Well,
on
those
the back.
Are cool too, though.
Well, I
mean, I
understand.
If that's all the room
I'm not talking
got.
To you. I'm if asking the appliance
the,
guy.
If that's all the room you've got, there's nothing wrong with that.
Well, I'm not saying it's wrong. I want to learn about this stuff.
So
how
Bob
do you buy
the,
one?
What
do I need to know?
Bob, the budget guy here, he's talking right. about like the Unis.
Right.
Unis probably the best known yes. one out there. You know, you can get a pizza oven for $400 or
yeah.
so.
Right.
So, you know, when we get into there's a couple different models we're going to have in pizza ovens right now. We don't really go down to that small Uni type pizza model. We are going to have one by NXR, which is, it's like mammoth. It looks like a flipping igloo. It's huge. You can put your lump charcoal in there. You can put your wood in
and
there.
And that's gas?
That is gas. Now,
that's going to start around 15
yeah, right around
to 19.
Right around $1,500.
But, I mean, it's beautiful.
It's
you're
going
to have it on your back deck. You want mm-hmm. it to look good in 5 years.
So,
next step up from that.
Brad.
Yes.
What are the 2 or 3 things I need to look at? What are the 2 or 3 things I need to know if I wanted to come in and buy one of these things? Because
yep.
I don't know what is good and what's bad. Help
okay.
me out.
So, number one, always build quality and build materials. When we talk about doing like a high-end pizza oven, that $1,500 is as much as you think $1,500 might be for that. When we get into the really good units, they're going to start at about $4,000 and work their way up. Construction is going to be key. Thickness of the metal, ceramic plates underneath the unit. And a lot of those units now, you will have the choice of even having a countertop model, or you can do it as a built-in model where you're building it into, like, say, a big brick enclosure. For those people that have that really kicking outdoor area. On top of that, the higher grade the pizza oven, normally the higher temperatures you're going to hit. So
okay.
a lot of those lower models, they might hit 500-600 degrees, which for an oven is hotter than poop. But when we're talking about it, don't laugh at my poop comment. Seriously, he's like second grade. But when you get to those premium levels, you'll see those temperatures go anywhere from 800 1,000, 1,200, even some of them up to 1,300, 1,400 degrees for those pizza ovens.
So for the guy that's got a nice outdoor kitchen, you get one for $2,500, $3,000, and it'll go to 800-900 degrees?
Correct.
And so I guess for the layperson like me and maybe our listeners, I don't know if I've ever cooked anything at 900, let alone 1,200 or 1,300. I think I'd have a pretty steep learning curve to figure out that
be sober when you're doing right.
Yes. It seems like to me stuff would cook so quickly.
Exactly. So when we get into those high temperatures, you're talking about 2-3 minute turnarounds for your pizza. Okay. So that's for the guy that's cranking them out at parties, or the guy, gal, that just wants to have the best one out there. Now, saying that it gets up that high.
And at that, if it is a 3 minute turnaround, you're going to be spinning that thing a minute and a half in because the back end's always really hot.
Right. Correct. Yeah, where the fire is closest to the heat. Yeah, you bet. Well, I'm not done with this conversation, but we're about done with this segment. So stick around, Brad. I got a couple more questions about pizza ovens because, again, it's the piece of equipment that I don't have, and I want to learn more about it so I can get one. But you're listening to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back. This is Jop from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's GarrettsAppliances.com, GarrettsAppliances.com.
Hi, it's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, in our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to Old World Olive Press.
The Grilling Guys.
Hey, if you're just tuning in, you missed the last segment. I got to finish up a couple questions for my buddy Brad from Garrett's Appliance. We were talking about pizza ovens and how to buy one. So let's assume that I'm the guy that's got $1,000 to buy one. Can I get one that'll make pizzas in my backyard?
Absolutely.
Okay, great. And will it be gas, will it be wood, or will it be a combination of both? What can I do with it?
Normally combination of both. So most of the pizza ovens, we can order natural gas or propane or LP gas. And you can normally throw chunk wood in the back. So if you want that wood-fired flavor as well, absolutely.
But that's really different than it's both. It's not really both. It's gas.
It's gas, but you can throw wood in the back.
I just wanted to clarify that for people.
There are
that might think.
Like the really large ones. You can actually get your wood going, fire in the back or in the middle, and then when you're getting ready to do your pizzas, you've heated up that ceramic tile underneath. Then you can shove that wood to the back and power it only.
And
by
turn the gas
too.
Off.
Turn the gas off.
So it's like a log lighter.
So one last question: cleaning these things. I've always thought that if I got a pile of wood in the back, make an ash, and I throw pizzas in there, I'm still going to get ash all over my pizzas. But when the fire's out, what do we do? I know how to clean a charcoal grill, but this one's kind of gas and wood. How does that work?
So a couple different things you can do. Number one, man law. Number one, leaf blower.
Oh.
But
number
the next
two.
Day. Not that night.
Yeah, don't do that. You're going to be stoking a fire. Number two, next day still. Go in there with your shop vac and just vacuum it out. Same thing like I do with my Traeger grill. Right. When I get a buildup of ash on the inside, I pull the stuff out and I just give it
a
good
vacuum
out. Do
you have any kind of shop vacs that are safe for grills and pellet grills and all that
None
stuff?
None that I'm aware of.
Because you got to be careful. I used to sell one. It's a fireplace vac. And it's got like an asbestos bag and stuff, and it's a pain in the butt, but at least you won't. I've got friends who've gotten new houses because they vacuumed out their fireplaces.
Yeah, you want to make sure your fire's completely out and your ashes are dispersed.
Bob, I will tell you
days.
That I've seen one that vacs it into a metal canister. It's a steel canister that are designed for.
And they have a metal flex hose.
Right, So
that's the one I'm talking about.
To draw that through. Warm, but not red hot, right? You're not going to do that.
No.
So what other grills do we got that you would say if a guy's got $1,000 for the summer, He needs a new grill. His old China thing is rusty. What can I do for $1,000 to $1,500?
So, what we're going to hit that market, we're going to be talking either normally Weber, which you're going to be starting right around $500, $550, working your way up from there, or Traeger. You're going to be normally talking, you know, anywhere from about $600 on up from there.
Are you doing the Weber Summit charcoal?
So Weber Summit charcoal, yes, we can order it. It is not currently on display
because that's come down in price nicely. Yeah, it's like $1,100 now.
Yeah, they originally started out that $1,899 something like that.
I like that grill. It's like a big egg. But it's steel. It's not going to crack. Stainless steel. It's got a lighter lid. It's got all kinds of cool adjustments on it.
They also came out with a wood pellet grill to try to compete against Traeger.
I heard that.
They were having some technical issues with that one, so not a lot of those. We haven't sold a lot of those. We try not to. If we hear things are happening on the market, we try not to sell them. We'll hold off.
But you're currently not displaying the Summit charcoal.
Correct. This year, too, due to... let's say the beautiful COVID issues with supply and demand and everything else and how that everything's worked out with shipping. We're bringing in a handful of models on Weber, so we're going to try to keep a good stock of natural gas and LP gas and a handful of models.
But isn't Weber all domestic?
No, not all of it. Spirit Series is not. Genesis and the Summit Series are coming out of Illinois. Okay. The rest of it's coming out of China.
Really?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Has been that way for quite some time.
Well, ever since What's-His-Face bought the company.
The
Oracle of Omaha. Yeah.
And it's all right. You know, it's kind of the world community we deal with. Even a lot of the entry-level, full stainless steel, nicer grills, a lot of those are coming out of China, too. The tough part is, you know, people want a good grill, but people, you know, you can throw it at them and say, well, here's a great built, you know, cast stainless steel burners. Here's a great grill for $1,100, or I can sell you the same thing made in America, and it's going to cost you $3,000. Well, a lot of people don't want to do that nowadays, and it's been tough.
Not to call you out, but it's actually not the same thing made in America. It's a better unit.
It's a better unit.
Because their whole premise over there is cheap, cheap, cheap.
Oh, absolutely.
So you're going to spend $3,000, but you'll have one to be really proud of. And for me, I keep buying the American stuff.
And you know, there's those budget levels for everybody. And, you know, I wish, even for me, my back grill, I have a Blaze 4-burner, and it's been a great grill for me. You know, it was about a $1,500 grill. But, you know, still, I would love to have a couple of those units that
Does
are Glenn
made. Glenn Beck make that?
Glenn Beck? Yeah.
No, he makes the Rectech Blaze.
Time out, the Blaze. You know, yeah.
Sorry.
Take the tinfoil off.
It was a stretch.
No, but there's a lot for every price point out there right now, whether you want that entry level, you want to do mid-road, you know, there's so many different choices out there nowadays. I will say, just as a last comment on grills, it seems like over the last year, a lot of people that have done the wood pellet grills, I think everybody that was mostly going to do them has done them at this point.
Right.
So now you've got some guys looking to upgrade, or there's some replacements for guys that have had maybe their unit for, you know, 7, 8, 9 years. That market, I wouldn't say, has really slowed down. We still have a ton of people coming in for rubs, for, you know, wood pellets. But, yeah, not selling nearly as many. You know, you buy a good grill, you plan on it lasting for a while. And, you know, not everybody in the West Michigan market is, you know, super Dutch. There's a lot of people that are willing to shell out some decent coin for a good grill.
Well, that's why
grill.
You have so many beautiful stainless grills.
Exactly. Right? Exactly.
And stainless kitchens. Yep. My whole kitchen came from your shop. I get so many compliments on it.
And you just should have wished that I installed it for you. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, your house probably would have burned down.
Yeah.
Well, I would throw some painted turtle on it to put it up. This is some awesome cider. Hanging out with the Painted Turtle and Garrett's Appliance. Pretty good combination here, Jop.
Yep. Aaron, 10 flavors of cider. You're north of Lowell. Give everybody the address of where you guys are at.
So sure, we're at 3550 Alden Nash Northeast. And like Randy said, we're right by Murray Lake. And so you can go out and do your boating on the lake in the, you know, a nice hot summer day. And then you can stop by the market, have a glass of cider, and get the kids some ice cream on the way home.
Oh, I might do it the other way. I might stop and get some of this cider before I get on the water.
because this would be a tasty summer drink on ice.
As long as you're not driving the boat.
Right. Yeah, right. Well, there's only one person that drives a boat generally, so that's not me.
So not to interrupt, I was just like shouting behind you to Aaron. We were doing a little chatting before we started up here, and like I said, I'm a huge bourbon guy, love the bourbons, and a little birdie by the name of Aaron, that you guys might have a barrel-aged cider coming out.
Yeah, so it's out. We have it. We've got a barrel-aged in a bourbon barrel hard cider that is fantastic for the bourbon diehard guys, and it's been really popular. And we're pretty proud of it. So
a little higher APR content on that? No, still 6.9.
Still 6.9.
All right.
So yeah, it's just that, you know, you're pulling that flavor out of that barrel, and it's really cool. We're pretty excited about that one as well.
So then, if I understand it correctly, the base cider that comes from your orchard, and then you're infusing flavors into this.
That's correct.
And this last one you mentioned is infused by the barrel itself rather than maybe an extract of a fruit or something like you've done on these others, right?
Sort of like the EVOs that Old World has. It's the same grade oil, and they just infuse different flavors.
So are you guys actually taking, like, cutting up the barrel and putting planks into your thing, or are you actually putting it right in the barrel?
No, we put it in the barrel.
Okay, awesome.
Oh, yeah. No,
well, I'm heading to Kentucky in a couple weeks. If you need some barrels, let me know. I'll bring some back. I'm bringing a trailer.
There you go.
Yeah, happy to.
Yeah, if you can find them. I imagine those things are in high demand. Everything.
They make a lot of bourbon down there.
Yeah. That they do. But anyway, so Brad, Garrett's Appliance, been a long, long time sponsor of the Grilling Guys. We're so appreciative of everything that you guys have done for us and with us. And if you've not been to Garrett's Appliance, you're missing out. I'm telling you. Two stores, one on the southeast side, 29th Street in East Paris, and the other one right on the corner of Byron Center in 28th.
And there's so much more than grills and appliances. My Kelvinator washing machine that you recommended, unbelievable.
You mean Speed Queen.
Speed Queen.
There you go.
I don't use it. The wife loves it.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
The wife loves it.
Good try. Good try.
This message was not approved by Brad. All angry mail sent directly to Grilling Guys, care of Bob Nirmico.
The chauvinist pig. It's a men's show.
But anyway, so Brad, thanks for making time and joining the Grilling Guys today. Aaron, we really appreciate you bringing in this cider. Hey, get out there north of Lowell and try some of this Painted Turtle. You're not going to be disappointed. It's really, really good.
That's right.
Barbecue Bob, always good to see you, my brother. And we appreciate you tuning in to the Grilling Guys each and every week. And next week, we'll be right back at you. And hopefully, we'll bring you some more of this merriment that we call the Grilling Guys. So take care, and we hope you have a good week and create some grill envy in your neighborhood.
See ya.